And now a scene from last week's It's a Show. Smash the smithereens out of that laptop.
Rest in peace, Lappy.
Three, two. No, I'll say three and you say two. Three,
two,
one.
Bingo.
That did it.
All right, so I'm back with SARS. Sparky, how you feeling?
I'm top of the world.
So I'm on meds again. I just got off the antibiotics and killed whatever, but they gave me, remember I told you they gave me those seven pills, the seven nuclear pills, because the first ones they were going to give me, I took one pill and I started squirting out the wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I go, not happening. So I went back and I got the seven magic pills. And then I go see, then I took my daughter to the doctor yesterday, and this lady, this doctor, Dr. Lise Jones from South Africa sees her and like within 2 seconds assesses, oh, you got strep throat.
We're
give you these antibiotics. So I go, oh, wow, she's pretty quick. And then she looked at me and I didn't look too spectacular, I guess. She goes, you don't look good either. What's wrong with you? And I go, I don't know. And that's a loaded question. And so she does a quick assessment on me and says, you got a raging sinus infection. So you need some antibiotics. And I said, oh, I just finished blah, 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 blah. So she prescribes these ones. And I told her last time I was on the seven magic pills. And she said, very wary when doctors do that because they say it stays in your system an extra 2 days. But she's going, if you're committing to antibiotics and you're trying to kill something, go for a 2-week course because then you'll get the job done.
I don't think I've ever had a sinus infection. How does one obtain a sinus infection?
Well,
between you and your situation, and I'm drinking Canadian beer for the international audience, beer makes me burpy, so it's going to be an interesting show.
I'm drinking coffee in my Donnie Marie mug, and you're drinking beer. This is crazy. I'm usually setting the example and having booze, and you're abstaining. This is bizarre. Sinus infection. I always got them when I was a kid. I don't know how you get them. Probably just some kind of the way the tubing is. It's not
fungus
great.
In the air, probably.
Yeah, fungus or whatever. But you said life could be worse as you showed me a picture on your iPhone.
Let me tell you, it's been colder than cold these last couple of days, or last week, I should say. It just seems like it's been cold forever.
Freaking ugly, man.
Minus 20 to minus 30 degrees Celsius. And that's not even with the wind chill. Like, I was out today earlier pumping gas, and it was nice. The sun was shining, but that wind.
Did you get another
north,
job? Are you pumping gas now?
This is getting gas for the vehicle.
Oh, okay.
No mitts. I left the mitts behind. That was a mistake.
Oh, I checked my mail in my new mailbox, which was a rigmarole to figure out which mailbox was mine and how to get the keys and everything. You got to have a freaking retinal scan and 6 pieces of ID. What are you worried about, Canada Post? People can jimmy that thing with a fucking bobby pin. Like, anyway, I get my mail and I'm taking the mail out of the box and sorting because the previous owner had some stuff and I'm jamming it back. And my exposed flesh,
no,
in this case, my hand, froze in like 8 seconds, man. I'm going. So I got back in the car, drove like the half a block back to the house, get inside, and it took like a good 10 minutes to warm up my hand.
It's been so cold lately, and my neighbor in the parking lot, I looked in the vehicle, and I saw like some shit on their windshield. I was like, what is this, random snowball throwing or whatever?
Yeah.
It's a covered lot, so there's no chance of snow coming in naturally.
Right.
So I investigate further, I peer into the vehicle, and it turns out there is a carbonated beverage. I want to say a Pepsi in the cup holder that has definitely exploded. It exploded all over the dash, all over the seat, all over the passenger window. That is a mess and a half. And I've had similar instances that I've luckily cleaned out pretty, pretty easy. This one's a rigmarole and a doozy. I'm going to post that photo on our Facebook
doozy.
Page.
Doozy. That's not good. When I was a young disc jockey in Medicine Hat, me and the other cruiser guy, we left a Coca-Cola Classic in the cup holder in the station.
Oh, man.
That was a tough one to explain to the boss.
So the carbonated beverages in this kind of weather, not a good idea.
Not a good idea. But well, speaking of vehicles, my daughter's boyfriend.
You're in the market?
Well, I'm always in the market. You know, I got a lot of used vehicles, so you never know who's. But my daughter's boyfriend, he had this Jeep, and he bought it from his grandpa. Got a good deal on it, whatever. But it sucks gas. Like, there's no tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I'm selling the Jeep. And so he puts a Kijiji ad in there. And I think he paid a grand for it, and he sold it for $3,200.
Hold on, what's that?
Yeah, and I go, well, you're never going to get a buyer. You should, you know, whatever. So that shows what I know about Kijiji. So the guy sells it in like 2 days.
Nice.
And I was like on the scene when the money transfer happened just in case he didn't get bonked on the head or whatever.
Yeah.
And so then he goes to look at an Acura. And that turns out to be a dud. And I said, well, don't panic. You know, I'm a big deal. I'll hook you up with one of my dealer friends.
Use the clout.
And get you going. And within like an hour and a half, he's driving home this 2001 Celica.
What is
it? Toyota Celica.
What is a?
See, my son says Celica. And I just drives me nuts because it's not Celica.
I'll need to Google this.
Celica. But he said, oh, I saw Eddie Murphy doing a commercial from the 2000s and on YouTube. And he says Celica. Yeah, what is Eddie Murphy now? It's Celica. So my buddy had one when we were in high school. Anyway, it's a hot looking car. It's silver.
Silver, okay.
And two-door coupe and
sporty.
Five-speed.
For a young guy, good.
But it is a gas miser, too. Yeah, so he's saving money on that. And then 2014 Focus, I'm looking on a paper here that I stole from your lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 0%, $272 a month on the 2014 Focus Sport. Auto, heated seats, and more.
I think that's a good deal.
So,
sounds like a good deal.
There's a little asterisk and a plus tax. So what's the asterisk? If I had my glasses, which I haven't.
Oh, the fine print's probably.
Payments over a 48-month lease, $20,000 per year, zero down, OAC. Two payments over 24 months lease, 20. Yeah, so that seems like a pretty good deal. You know what I hated? I had a conversation with a car dealer just about a week ago, and I said, you know, the biweekly payment thing. Yeah. And the MSRP and the this and the rebate to the dealer, no one gives a flying what.
Yeah.
Just tell us what the price is tax in and what my monthly payment. I don't make payments every day. I make a monthly payment. Yeah. What is that going to be? How do I budget for this? Help me get this.
And that's the problem with the dealerships. There's not only are they intimidating when you walk in, but you get all that small print. You don't know what they're talking about. You don't know what the added on value.
And you don't care, man. Yeah, I don't have time.
What can I get for it? I don't want it for the sticker price because you never get it for the sticker price.
You know, there's this major conglomerate called Go Auto. And I just read a thing on Facebook from a guy I know that works there. And the company, the parent company, gave every single employee that works for Go Auto $500 each to give to pay forward.
See?
Whatever they can do. Help a
can I work for
single
them?
Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
I love feel-good companies like that.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a similar story that I cannot remember at this time. It's almost like the WestJet situation. Remember that WestJet video? That made me feel good.
The Christmas video. Yeah. Well, the thing with Go Auto, too, is their business model is all the salesmen are not on commission. They make $600 per vehicle. It doesn't matter if they sell the high end with all the options or the beater box, doesn't matter.
That's good.
$600.
I like a good deal. You know I do. Have you heard of the Dollar Shave Club?
Yes.
You have
Dollar
heard?
Shave Club for
I'm
men.
A member. I'm telling you, with not even, I think it's $5 to $6 a month. They mail me razors every month, 4 razors in a pack.
Seriously, that's a real thing? I thought that was a fake thing. Have you seen the commercials on YouTube?
Yeah, it's a real thing in Canada.
That's hilarious.
So whatever, $5-$6 a month, they mail them to you. It's one razor a week, right? But I love their promo material that they send in the package.
Okay,
for example, it's a little card that says, wine gets better with age. Razors get worse. Change your blade weekly. So that's kind of funny. But here's where I think we need to hook up with this. Because they have this thing called the DSC member mission.
Okay.
Basically, it's the Dollar Shave Club member mission where they are looking for ideas and what have
that's
you.
That's what we do is ideas.
Yeah, we're ideas. So what's your thing? It says tell us and we may help you accomplish your mission too. So our mission obviously is to become superstars with this podcast.
Yes.
Basically, we got to write them, tell them about the Superstar Podcast and maybe they'll send us some money.
And we can embed clips and they get pictures.
So they can be the sponsor.
They will send us money? Dollar Shave Club would be our perfect sponsor.
Look at this.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about this now.
This guy in this month's edition of the Dollar Shave Club member mission, he bought a 73 Beetle for his 24th birthday, knows nothing about cars, but he's hoping to rebuild it and learn as he goes, right? So I guess he wrote into the Dollar Shave Club. They're giving him $500 to help him with the project. And it says, if you want to help him raise some money, here's the link how to do that.
It's one of those crowdfunding deals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool. Now, the only thing that strikes me as odd because do you shave daily?
No, I shave.
I shave like once a week.
I shave once a week too.
Yeah. And you know what? A razor lasts me like 2 months.
But you're not, so that's bad for your face.
Well, I'd look at my face. How could it get worse?
I also like the meet the team feature. Okay. Meet Jason, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. He writes codes, probably a web guy.
Yeah.
From 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., breaks hearts. I don't know. They're just, they're very, very modern and funny. I like them.
And those kind of companies are the kind of companies, yeah, you're right. You do want to work for, or in our case, work with.
I'm going
to
email them.
Dude, we got to do something good. You're a great writer. I'm going to say that out loud, and I'm not blowing smoke up your giant ass, but you are a good, funny writer. And Sparky, it should be noted, handles all the Facebook postings and Twitter stuff. Not by choice. It's because he knows it won't get done unless he does it. And he's good at it.
I try to do what the people like.
Yeah, you try. And a lot of the links and shares that you put up there are just really interesting things that the world gets a kick out of.
Like the one today. Did you see the one I posted maybe about an hour or so ago?
No, I missed that.
At time of taping.
I was in transit.
The Billy Ray Cyrus sequel to Achy Breaky Heart.
Jesus. Don't tell my home, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think you'd understand. You say right. And if you tell my home. What is
Did you watch that?
I watched 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
I watched
minutes.
The whole thing.
I love the fact Larry King is involved. Oh, that blew my mind. Okay, so this Buck 22, the rapper that he's doing this with, is Dionne Warwick's son. One of Dionne Warwick's son.
I just read that just now. My mind is blown. My mind is blown.
I said this morning on the air, Donna Summer's son, but you know,
the same difference.
Yeah, facts. Oh, whatever. Never let facts get in the way of a good story. All right. So yeah, this thing is bizarre is the best way you can describe.
You gotta
what's
see it,
here.
And you can't. I could not look away because I had to see what everyone was talking about, and it is a disaster.
It's like Bob Costas's eyes, bleeding eyes, on NBC on the Olympics coverage.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
He got some eyes horrible
severe infection. There's no antibiotic for that.
Yeah,
should be a salve though.
Are you into the Olympics?
I'm trying to catch as much as I can. Because we don't have traditional TV at the homestead, at work, I'm catching a bunch on the TV. And my co-host is pretty savvy, and so she's got the net hooked up, so we can flip between a whole bunch of different events at once.
For us, it's the CBC is the network this year, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. I got to say, this is probably one of the best coverages that I've ever witnessed in terms of Olympics. You can watch it on TV. And I've, like I mentioned before, I got TELUS. We've got it on in the background right now. This is the additional coverage channel. So right now it's just the background. But when events start happening and there's a lot going on, you can watch them on these different channels or you can watch the main feed. You know what I mean? Like the feature feed.
Yeah.
So you got that. I've got the app on my iPhone and my iPad. I'm just watching streaming videos left, right, and center. On the website, it's great and it's very interactive, very easy.
The app is cool.
I'm all about it this year.
You know, and the internet stuff, you can rewind an event. Yeah. You can watch it anytime you want. And when they have little tags on, media tags.
Side notes,
Side notes so you can see who the contestant was. Contestant. Who the, what do you say? What's the word?
Person.
Participant, the athlete. Let's say athlete, because that's what they are. And see who the athlete is, their stats and everything, and what they did in the last race, what their times were. It's really cool.
It's so,
like, the technology is mind-blowing.
So I don't know about you, because with the whole time switch thing, right, they're waking up. Now it's nighttime when we're recording this, so they're slowly waking up. It's daylight over there, right?
Right.
So now things are starting to wind down on our end for us. Like, I go to bed at probably 10, 11. That's when the action starts happening.
Jammies.
Yeah. And put on my onesie and I go to bed.
Okay.
You got to stay up late if you want to watch them live.
So Melissa Hollingsworth is a personal friend and she's a skeleton racer and she's nuts because she goes down on a crazy carpet.
Skeleton and the luge. Crazy.
It's crazy. The skeleton, your head first.
I know.
You know, on a little like freaking frisbee that you're on. She calls hers White Lightning, her sled. And she had some trouble on the World Cup circuit this year because she switched sleds and was supposed to be this faster, more technologically advanced thing. Didn't really meld with her style. So now she's got White Lightning back and she's doing good so far. Uh-oh. Are we not recording?
No, keep going.
Oh, okay. You stressed me out. And so she's racing, I think, at 12:30 and 2:30 or something this morning.
And that's crazy because I need my sleep.
Yeah.
So at work in the morning, all I'm doing for like probably three solid hours is catching up, right? That's all. I gotta get the scoop.
And did you see the women's hockey game?
I caught
Team Canada versus
the
USA.
Tail end. Yeah, I caught the tail end of it. Yeah,
they are amazing. Scoop, the intern who doesn't like his name and wants to change it. He
typical interns.
Jammed his iPhone in my face right before I left and said, "See this?" And there's an article about how the Americans are jealous of our medal count.
Well, they should be.
As well, they should be.
I'm 100% into the Olympic spirit. I hung out the flag in my balcony window.
I see that.
I've got some red lighting behind the TV. I am all about it. And I stayed up to 3 a.m. over the weekend just to watch it. I just soaking it all in. And I don't know about you, but every time I hear Canada mentioned on the podium, or whether it's gold, silver, bronze, especially when I hear the anthem, I get all emotional and
I melt.
The
hair on the back of my neck stands up, and some really good heartwarming stories too with what happened in the long track.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore gave up his spot so Denny could make a run, and he won silver for us.
Yeah.
And in all the interviews, he was letting Happy Gilmore wear his medal, and that was awesome.
And then when that Russian guy lost the ski in the cross country, the Canadian coach gave him a new one, and that was nice.
Yeah. So he could finish. He said he looked like an animal caught in a trap the way that ski was mangled up around him, and the guy, he was obviously out of it contention, but he said, "I wanted the guy to finish with dignity." So how cool. Canada's
We're awesome.
Hey, did you hear about the Molson fridge at Canada House, and you got to slide your passport in?
I've seen that
I
commercial.
Want that.
It's been in London. It's been all over the world, and I want to see that in person.
I want to get a beer out of there.
Yeah.
And you're drinking the official beer of the Olympics, Molson Canadian.
And
right
have
now.
You seen that they're in like the champagne bottles? For the Olympics, special edition champagne bottles with the beer.
Cool.
I was going to get them for this, but I completely forgot until now.
Oh, damn it. Well, there's still time.
Yeah, we've got a lot of days left.
That's right. Ron McLean is on our TV right now. Ron McLean is a consummate professional as far as broadcasters go. The guy's amazing.
He's the best.
He is the best of the best. Back to sponsorship for a second.
Yeah.
The Hair Club for Men thing is very exciting to me. I'm pumped about this.
Dollar Shave Club, get it right.
Dollar Shave Club. Have you seen the one where they did a hair club thing with Matt Damon and everybody's in that?
No.
On YouTube? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I need to put this up and watch it.
Jimmy Kimmel. It's a Jimmy Kimmel one from like 3 years ago. You got to check it, man, and you got to share it. It's gold. Here's the thing. I left all my notes at home. All the notes I had, like a stack of podcast notes that I conscientiously have been keeping for the last week. And I thought, this is going to be just like butter, this podcast.
And I've been to your place, so I can understand why you didn't turn around and go back.
Yeah.
It's a rigmarole to get there.
Anyway, did you hear the story about the guy with the Flappy Birds? He makes the Flappy Birds.
Oh, the Flappy Birds.
And now Ava shows it to me, my youngest daughter. Yeah, yeah. She's got it on her phone. She goes, look, maybe I'm one of the few in the world that's got it. Because he canceled.
Yeah.
You can't even download it anymore.
I have it on my iPad.
This idiot was making $50,000 a day.
On ad revenue. Yeah. Insane.
And then he shuts it down because he's all offended that it's making money or something. What's his problem?
Flappy Bird was actually on my What's Hot list.
Yeah.
Because not only it blew up. Yes. And then from what I understand loosely is that Nintendo / legal people starting to kind of question him because it has very similar looks.
So
to
basically
Mario.
Flappy Bird flies through these pipes and the pipes look like Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
But Scooby, the intern, said that he sketched those himself. This guy.
Pipes are pipes. Let's
pipes
be
are
real.
Pipes.
Who cares?
Yeah. You'd think you can't copyright a pipe, but this leads me to the sponsorship thing. Apparently, Candy Crush, Sega, has copyrighted the word candy.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And Sega. So from this moment forward on It's a Show, we're going to say candy and Sega 1,000,000,000 times and work it into conversation whenever we can. I want to get sued. And then we can get famous and people, the spotlight will be on us. They can't get blood from a stone. We don't have anything. Yeah. We're penniless.
Exactly.
So candy, 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 Sega, Sega, Sega.
And pipes.
Little memory there from our last podcast with Chris Sutherland.
If you haven't had a chance to listen back to those episodes,
12 and 13 are gold.
The last two with What the Hell Is a Song About with Chris Sutherland. I'll tell you what, the people are loving them.
I think we might have hit a peak. Yeah. I think we hit we peaked early. Episodes 12 and 13 are gold. And now we're on to the bronze medal round here.
There's nothing wrong with bronze.
Nothing wrong with bronze.
Before we move on off of the Flappy Bird, have you played this game? Have you tried?
I just looked at it. I didn't.
You need to try.
Yeah. Is it tough?
Well, here's the thing. This is why some people, actually a lot of people got so upset with the app and just got rid of it. And the outrage was hilarious because apparently it's so hard. People couldn't get past the first pipe.
Do you have to navigate the bird through the hole in the pipe?
It. Yeah, by tapping.
Oh.
And then, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to download this thing. This is before it disappeared. I'm going to download it. I'm going to see what the fuss is. Yeah. I'm playing and playing and playing. I get to 24. No big deal.
No big deal. You're like a...
I know people who haven't made it.
Flappy Bird Pro.
My average now is 10. So it's not hard. It's not easy, but
okay,
it's...
Okay, so how about this? The people who actually have it, we unite them.
Yes.
On It's a Show podcast, and you play against somebody. Can you plug into the TV and play like...
Hey, I wonder if you can.
Because we could be famous for doing the Flappy Bird. How about the Flappy Bird Olympics?
Post your best score. Screenshots only.
We give it. It's show world medals.
Yeah.
World medals.
I like that. If we're going to do something like that, definitely Mario Kart because I rock at that. And you can play multiplayer online with Mario Kart on the Wii.
You rock on that?
I'm a champion.
Nice.
Like 12 times in a row.
I don't know how people have the time for these games or the skill.
There is no time.
I don't have either.
I don't have time. In my whatever file, this was interesting. Katie Lang makes Broadway debut in jazz show After Midnight.
I'm doing jazz hands for her.
Right. Award-winning here. Canadian singer Katie Lang took to Broadway on Tuesday night, making her debut. The Edmonton-born, Portland-based singer will continue in the New York musical through till March 9th.
That's wild.
I didn't know that was happening. I didn't know that was an option.
I think her real name is Catherine Dawn, and she's actually from Coronation. She might have been born in the hospital in Edmonton, but she grew up with my buddy Al.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a motocross superstar. She kicked all the guys' asses on motocross.
Well, she's kind of a big deal. So I didn't.
She's an Olympic memory from our Olympics.
2010. I rewatched that whole thing. It's
mind blowing.
Cried.
Like, yeah. Well, the opening ceremonies that we did were so superior, except for the exterior shots of Sochi with fireworks going off and everything. It looked like a volcano, and
that was
wild.
Multi-million. I say those fireworks from the Olympics should be the standard for any occasion anywhere in the world. So yeah. I want to see that on
Canada
Day.
That's the benchmark.
Yeah. None of this. Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Pew,
but you know what?
Pow,
those
pow, pow,
fireworks
pow.
Cost $51 billion. Oh, our buddy Chris Sutherland got into it on the Facebook about the Olympics because he doesn't agree to spend $51 billion on games.
Yeah.
He said that, you know, people are starving and all that money could be better spent anywhere else.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then this huge debate ensued and he stood his ground and it got ugly there. But I get his point. But when you watch some of these athletes... And they're the best at what it's inspiring for mm-hmm. the rest of us. That's the upside to the enormous expense that's spent and all of this hoo-hurrah is that the average person can look up to these people and go, you know what? Maybe there is something to live for. There's greatness can be achieved in this life. And yeah, in this case, greatness is being the fastest or the strongest or the best. I don't know.
Especially when the athletes pour so much into
it. And I mean, look at the NFL and Major League Baseball and NHL. I mean, there's multi-millions and billions spent every season on that.
And the Oilers lose horribly and they're still making good money.
I wish I had the bell.
It's way over there. We've changed settings.
We're in the Olympic lounge.
I like that. I called it my own Canada House.
Yeah.
I love it.
Canada House. You know what it's missing? I think I'm going to go for a beer.
I could, I'm empty.
Are you empty? I'll get you a beer.
Yeah, it's bottom shelf.
Bottom shelf. I'll find it. I'll put it in my passport. I don't even have a freaking passport. It's expired. That's a whole nother story.
I need to renew my passport this year. If I get it done before it expires, which is August, I get the simplified renewal.
Yeah, do that.
Which will be a lot easier.
I would recommend doing that.
The simplified renewal. And because it's new, the 10-year passport I can get.
Yeah, but it's going to cost.
Well, it's like $200, but still.
Did I just... feedback you?
I don't think so. 10 years, but that's 10 years. If it's let's say it's $200 for the 10 years, that's you're saving money.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go Canada, go. 3, 2, 1. Go Canada.
Go Canada, go.
Okay, we got to be more enthusiastic. 3, 2, 1.
Go Canada, go!
Woo!
You know we have a wild horse problem in Alberta?
Before we get to the Wild Horse program, since we're just sipping on a Molson Canadian, can I ask you about the Necumnemni?
I love this.
The Necumnemni.
I just literally saw that post on your Facebook before you walked in, and I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I saw it, but I don't know what
it
is.
We got to Google it, so because we're the last on Earth to know what this stupid thing is, but apparently people have been dying because they're shotgunning beers.
Is this the thing that people...
That's the thinger.
Oh, it's a
Necumnemni.
It's funny you bring that up because literally today, possibly yesterday, it became a hot topic at the office water cooler. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? This beer chugging or whatever it's called or whatever. My friend's friend did it in her underpants in the snow. I was like, what?
So you're supposed to do something creative, drink a beer, like pound a beer, shotgun.
I've never done that.
And then you've never shotgun a beer?
No.
Well, maybe we should be doing
that. We'll have to wait till the summer comes and we can do it on the It's a Show deck.
Summer podcast, yeah, because we don't want to blow up the Olympic studio here. It's too nice to lounge. Yeah, so anyway, you shotgun your beer and then you're on camera, obviously, on your iPad or whatever, and then you got to nominate two or three of your buddies to pass it on to keep the wave going.
Okay, there's two things.
Yeah.
I haven't been nominated yet. I have no friends. What the hell?
Me neither.
My friends are jerks.
I'm okay with that, though. Because, I don't want to get in trouble.
I've never shotgunned a beer. Did my first ever keg stand last year, as we all recall.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Alberta Premier defends government plan to cull wild horse population. Do you realize we have a problem?
Yeah, I've heard about this before. There's a lot of wild horses out there. Do you know that in the town just adjacent to us, just north of us, they have a slaughterhouse for horses?
Really?
Look in the classified ads of the local paper. Every week they have... Need more horses for the slaughter, blah, blah, blah.
What do they do with
they
said?
They make meat and they ship it overseas.
Oh, no. Yeah. Apparently.
They don't make meat. The meat's there. They just take the meat.
Apparently. And I understand you got to protect the land and farmers' fields and yada, yada, yada. This is what I didn't know. The government has said the horse population increased to 980 last year.
980,000?
From 778 the year before. So they're obviously they're breeding. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting.
When we were talking about vehicles earlier, I meant to ask you what your first vehicle was.
Ho.
Okay.
This thing is a beauty.
Okay.
And I might be able to dig up a photo of it to put it on our Facebook page. An 88 Honda Civic.
Nice car.
I got it when I was 16. That's when I got my license. I basically got it for free, but here's the catcher. It needed to be inspected, to be insured, and you know what happens when you take an old car to inspection? $700 later, it is roadworthy.
I got to do that, eh? Because the car my girl's driving, I got a note from the insurance. You got to go do the thing, and I'm going, oh, God.
That's like going to the dentist.
Yeah.
It is
untold.
Not pretty. Yeah.
Horrors.
It had automatic windows, power locks, power mirrors, no cruise control, no air conditioning, a tape deck. And I loved that thing. It has a lot of memories. Rust little bucket.
I had a Dodge Aspen. Check that out on your iPad, if you will. Green in color. And yeah, it had no sound system. So I installed an underdash cassette deck.
Yeah.
And then it would eat the tapes when it was under the dash. So then there was the hole where the radio used to be.
Yeah.
So then I duct taped it inside the hole.
This is classic.
And then it started, it worked for a while, and then it started chewing again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you don't want to, it was chewing my Brian Adams tapes.
Oh, you can't do that. It's an actual treasure.
Air Supply and all my good ones. Rick Springfield. And so then I put it on the top of the dash, and then I duct taped it on there.
What a sight.
So it was my underdash, in-dash, overdash audio box.
Yeah.
The ultimate in car audio. I put a little sign on there so everyone would know. And that we called it the cruising vessel because we cruised in it every week.
Yeah.
And what we'd do is we'd pull up to my house on the farm. The boys would all come over, and I'd be talking to mom on the stairs. They would distract mom and say, hi, Adrian, how you doing, whatever. And I'd go and transfer all the beer from the vehicle into the cruising vessel. And then we'd lit out. And so that sucker lasted for whatever, a year and a half, something like that. Then it gave up the ghost. So then I got the Velari, which is a Plymouth version of that same car.
Ooh, Plymouth.
The Plymouth Velari. My buddy used to say he had a baby blue Volkswagen four-door Rabbit. And we used to say that our cars were cop-proof because they looked like mother cars, right? Yeah. They were like mom cars. Anyway, the one question I wanted to ask you, what was the first song that you heard on the radio when you drove solo for the first time?
This is such a hard question.
We're going to play that song, and then we're going to play mine too.
But I don't remember. Honestly, that's a detail that I, now looking back, that I would have wished to pay more attention to.
God.
Because that I remember when I couldn't even, this thing wasn't even, I don't know if it was insured or if it wasn't registered. It was waiting to go to the garage. I just remember sitting in it in the driveway, just picturing.
But how about this? How about the vehicle? Like, maybe that wasn't the vehicle you actually drove right when you got your license. Like, was it your dad's truck or something? Or?
Yeah, but it would have been the minivan. I don't remember a specific song for the first time, but I do have a song that I automatically associate myself with that car and a specific memory, which is driving down the country road outside of Westlock. My one friend lived in the country, and because I was one of the only friends that had a vehicle at that time, I was the chauffeur.
You were the driver.
I was the cruise guy. But I remember driving down the country, windows down, dust flying everywhere, beautiful summer day in rural Alberta. And for whatever reason, this song, Rascal Flatts, Fast Cars and Freedom, every time takes me back to that moment.
Sparky's driving song from his youth, Fast Cars and Freedom from Rascal Flatts. And when you said rural earlier, reminded me of my buddy Nettie. He always wanted to start a brewery.
Yeah.
The Rural Root Brewery.
Classic. And here's another little highlight that I'm going to bring out from the Tickle Trunk about Rural Root and me not saying it right back in the day when I was an intern.
Please say Rural Root for me one more time.
Why do you do this to me? Like, seriously.
Because it's fun.
Because you're Sparky
rural
the intern.
Rural Route. Root.
Say it one more time.
Rural Route.
Rural Route.
Rural Route. I never lived on one.
You never lived on a rural route?
I've always been a town boy.
Just don't ask him to say Rural Route. That's all.
Rural Route.
Oh, he got it!
In your face.
In your face. Yeah, Sparky the intern. One of the finest interns ever to grace my presence. Okay, now we're going to get to my song. So the first time I ever drove solo, I was 16, and I took three tries. I'm a farm kid. I drove four-wheel drive tractors, grain trucks with no brakes, you know, combines,
classic,
the whole thing, standard farm kid stuff. I go to get my license. I nerve myself right out, and I fail three freaking times.
Oh, no.
And you know how brutal that is with your buddies, so you can imagine. Right? So anyway, I finally get this license, and Dad's like, you know, Dad has been pulling his hair out, and come on, get real. Because I could drive, the elevator was through the city of Saskatoon to drop grain. So I couldn't haul grain until I got my license. So I'm in Dad's baby blue Dodge half ton, which I despised. It was actually a turquoise blend. And I just thought that truck, why couldn't it be any other color? Black or you know, dark blue or something. I just hated that truck. But nevertheless, it was freedom. So Dad let me have the truck, first day of license. I'm cruising across the railroad tracks right outside the farmyard, heading into the city. Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen.
That is a classic.
Every time I hear that song, it just takes me right back.
I love how songs and music can do that to a person. Just instantly trigger a memory.
Yeah.
And just take you to that happy place for 3 or 4 minutes.
Or sad place, depending on what event was, right?
Or
we're lucky to be in the world of music. You know, like there's so many creative people. I was talking about something on the, that Billy Ray Cyrus post. I posted on my Facebook, which by the way, okay, we're going to play a little clip again.
Miley keeps twerking. Daddy's song is working. Now Billy sing that crazy hook again. Wrecking ball. Don't tell my home.
That's Billy Ray Cyrus and rapper Buck 22, Dionne Warwick's son, doing the awesome sequel to Achy Breaky Heart, which is unbelievable. And Amanda Wilkinson, who's part of the Small Town Pistols now, formerly of the Wilkinsons band, she commented, absolutely horrific or something like that when she saw that. Mm-hmm. So we know people like that on a first name basis, and we're friends with them across Canada because of music and this crazy career.
And I'm such a big fan of music that I get starstruck whenever I meet the people that I'm a fan of. And they just treat you like a regular old Joe. You're probably used to it by now, but I'm still the old starstruck guy.
You know something? We should get Amanda and Tyler on the What the Hell's This Song About segment.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are so... And Steve, maybe their dad too. Steve could help us break down some of the old stuff. Because what do we got on the agenda for songs? We got Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
I want to figure that one out.
I had a list. My phone is somewhere. It's charging.
Rolling Stones.
There's so many good ones out there. Oh, yeah.
Sympathy for the Devil.
If you have any suggestions.
Beast of Burden.
Tweet them, Facebook them, email them.
Yeah, since we last spoke, we have really taken over the world on Facebook with likes. We're now at 59. Last week, we were at 58.
That's all due to you.
We were at 58 last week, 59 this week.
They're trying to be engaging. That's all we got to do is post stuff and correspond on there.
Hey, do you notice, since we're in our Olympic lounge, we got the Olympics back, Sochi 2014. There's a lot of hot Olympians. I'm sure you
don't tell
that.
Me twice.
Yeah.
There are some delicious
like those sisters
ladies.
Who won the silver or the, was it gold and bronze or what did they win?
And that was gold and silver.
Mm.
Sisters.
We got to roll that. I love that.
Lord help the mister. Who comes between me and my sister? And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man.
That's from episode whatever.
It's hard to keep track. We're on Stitcher. Don't forget, tell your friends. You can rate us on Stitcher and you can share on Stitcher. The more you do that and the more our show itself on Stitcher, which is like a third world app. Third world?
Uh-oh. That's going to impress the Stitcher kids.
Not third world, but like a third party app. They have their own rating system. So the more likes and shares on there, the higher up on the list we get, which means the
It'd
more
It'd be
ears.
Nicer to be higher up on a list, any list. Mm-hmm. We'll take it. We're going there. For the gold.
Ken loves us.
We're in training. Ken is, shout out to Ken, our super fan. He comments on shit and he seems sincere. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never met the guy. He's the husband of my friend who I used to work with way back when. So
he's got obviously good taste in audio entertainment, but he listens to everything we do, including the It's a Show shorts, whatever we do.
I really love the It's a Show shorts.
We got to get back to it.
We just go out somewhere, not even 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5-6 minutes and just do a thing.
Okay,
and
let's pledge to the people we're doing an It's a Show short this week.
I pledge to the people. It's a long weekend.
I think that beer's starting to go to his brain.
I pledge to the people that we will short you.
We'll short you. It's a Show short live from what can our location be? Because
we can be wherever we want.
It was Murph's Pub last time and that never went anywhere.
We can go wherever we want.
Tried to get the chick who was tweeting for Murph's to come on the show, but she's too shy.
What I want to do this weekend, because it's a long weekend, so I need to do activities, right, to kind of break up the mundane, stay at home, watch TV. So I need to go out, right, just to, you know, make
and
it not so long.
It's Valentine's weekend, so we got to get a love life update.
You want to get to Valentine's Day. So I think this weekend, at some point, I want to go see the Lego Movie.
Oh, really?
No, have you not seen the video? Have you seen the video?
I don't know. There's so many good movies out there right now.
Like what? What would you see right now?
I would see Monument Men with Bill Murray, George Clooney, Matt Damon, my wife. I bring it up today before I come over here because Valentine's.
Man, you need to lay down a plan.
And stuff. I got no fucking plan. give me a plan. Help me with a plan.
Just take her dinner and a movie. That's what people like.
You know,
right?
I think it's the just take her is the key phrase there, because we talk about it so much now.
Just
back
do
in
it.
The day, I just say, I'm taking you out for a date.
Do you need a babysitter? Because I can be made available.
Yeah.
I think your children are old enough, but you never know.
Yeah. Creepy Uncle Sparky wants to hang out. Girls.
Yeah, you got the Xbox One.
No, like, I, there's so many great movies out there. So
I think you just got to do it.
Monument Men. We still haven't seen The Hobbit. 2, 3, whatever it is.
I wanted to see Hunger Games, but that one left the building, so I missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, it was. We talked about that before. It's a good movie, but what's his name? Who died?
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yeah. Hoffman.
Sorry, Philip Seymour.
Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace.
Also, Shirley Temple and some funny man recently.
Oh, Sid Caesar died today. Your show of shows. Sid Caesar.
Come in threes, I'm telling you.
Sid Caesar was one of the pioneers of television, and I watched a sketch that David Kay put up on Facebook today. Now, David Kay is Canadian, but he lives in Los Angeles now. He's the voice of pretty much every second radio station that you will hear, like
the big voice. Like,
oh, he's got one of the
Power 99 FM.
Playing all the hits.
And he does all the cartoon voiceovers on the Transformers and all this. He's a big, big deal.
Yep.
And he posted this super cool sketch with Carl Reiner and Sid Caesar from back in the day. And those guys, they were innovators, man, because TV was in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
And the sketches they put together were really slapstick, but hilarious. And all ages, family friendly. Loved it. You got to see that kind of stuff. You got to go back. You have to know where you've been to know where you're going, Sparky. Write that down. Write that shit down.
Need to put that on a painting and hang it on the wall.
You know, Sid Caesar. That's inspiring. The way, you would know Sid Caesar as the coach in the Grease movie. He was the coach who tried to get Danny Zuko.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to get Danny Zuko in shape.
Finally, a reference.
Yeah.
Something that I can understand.
He was in, did you ever see It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World?
No.
Not the remake, the original?
No.
You got to look. Go back. There's some gold back there, man. These guys were the comedians before there were comedians.
They paved the way.
Carl Reiner, read one of his books, man. That guy was mind-blowing.
Speaking of comedians, what are your thoughts on Jay Leno? I know we're getting to this late, but Jay Leno is officially done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay Leno, for passing the torch to me. Hopefully it doesn't get intercepted by a Seahawk. Thank you, Jay, for teaching me how to be a late night host. But was it really necessary for me to wax on, wax off your entire car collection? I didn't know I was going to get Miyagi'd when I came out here. My arms are sore, but you try to mess with me on the way out. Thank you, Jay, for giving me such great advice for The Tonight Show, like, you don't need a monologue, and have you ever thought about getting bangs?
Yeah.
Really nice of you.
Yeah, no problem.
And finally, thank you, Jay Leno, for carrying on the proud tradition of The Tonight Show host with such humor and class, and for being nothing but gracious and generous to me over the past years. I will do my best to make you proud every single night. Thank you.
Well, I think you do a great job.
I watched his final show. I don't find him funny on his show.
No.
I'm sure he's fine stand-up, because what you are on TV and what you do at stand-up is completely different.
Yeah.
I really felt his emotion, and
He got very emotional, and that was good.
It was a good show because Billy Crystal was on, and I think it was just mostly unplanned, and it was a really great show. So what do you think of Jimmy Fallon taking over The Tonight Show?
Extraordinary.
That guy's funny. He gets it.
You know what bit? I don't know what... when it was done or whatever, but I stumbled across it just the other day, and I posted it on Facebook, was when Jimmy Fallon's on the rooftop in New York and he's yodeling and Brad Pitt's on the adjacent and they're yodeling conversation back to back.
Classic.
Oh my God. We got to post that. It's hilarious. I mean, we've talked about this before on It's a Show. His talent level is off the charts.
Yeah.
The guy can sing. He can dance, physical comedian. When they do those sing-offs and he's got other celebrities and they have to do a lip sync contest, a karaoke contest, and whoever does the best job wins. And I mean, Jay Leno was
very traditional, I think.
He got the job. Yeah, he got the job because he was there.
Yeah.
But had Johnny Carson, rest in peace, seen the likes of Jimmy Fallon, he would have never even given Jay Leno a second glance.
And I think that's the way things are moving towards now, because you've got the traditional do the stand-up monologue, do the, you know, the one-liner jokes, but now you get the skits, now you get the extras like what Jimmy Fallon does. And
well, then Carson started all that back in the day, yeah. Right? So yeah, it's I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, Jimmy Fallon's doing that. Seth Meyers, I'm interested to see how Seth Meyers does filling Jimmy Fallon's shoes.
Yeah.
Because Seth, he's got that. He's not as gifted as Fallon, but he has that intangible quality that you like. You want to watch him. You don't know why, but he's got that affability and he's quirky.
He's got that hair. No, that's Conan. Sorry, he's Conan's got the hair.
Now, what do you think of Conan? Are you a Conan fan?
Listen to this one, gang.
I don't know.
The monologues and stuff, they just lay there.
Yeah, you're right. Monologue aside, I like his personality, but I think they try too hard to make it laugh, and he claps, like he puts his hands together a lot. Like he'll be like, he'll do the arms wide out and then he'll do the together. That's too routine almost. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's hit and miss, I find.
Yeah. And I think he missed his window because he was the erratic left to center guy.
Yeah.
And now he's been left in the dust by Ferguson and your homeboy, Ferguson.
Just love that guy. Yeah. I think Ferguson, to me, I just like him so much because I just don't know what I'm going to get. And I've watched
unpredictability is key, man.
I've watched him for a couple of years now, and I don't know what I'm going to get.
You discover new stuff all the time.
Yeah, don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah. Same thing with Fallon.
And he doesn't always have the best shows either, so.
Kimmel also. Like, Kimmel, you got to give cred to, because this guy has changed the world of comedy too. Just he's got Guillermo, you know, and his uncle, and doing the security guard
characters,
and assembling all of Hollywood's greatest to do his sketches for him and stuff.
Love the celebrities reading the tweets thing. That's gold.
Somebody asked if I felt bad for the celebrities when they're reading it, and I said, you know, to be honest with you, no, because they're in the limelight, and you got to expect that criticism. Yeah, it's harsh to hear. But to me, hearing some of those tweets, they're so hilarious that I think that some of the late night writers are behind them.
Yeah, it could be.
They're honing them and they're making them ultra funny because it's gold. That stuff is gold.
Speaking of guests, man, we need to act on the guest situation. We haven't had a guest here in a while on the It's a Show podcast.
Well, that's because we started in the second half, we started What the Hell Is This Song About and started having people like Chris on.
I guess.
So,
but what about all the promises we made to people before us?
Okay, so
like we've got Leo, Ribstone Creek.
Yeah, Leo, and he's got beer. That's the attractive thing about Leo. I did try and reschedule him, but he stiffed us again.
Then he's out.
He's got a good new gig. He's a marketing director for a big oil field construction company.
Leo bumped us. Well, I'll bump him right now.
You're bumped.
You're off the list.
Now, who else was there? No,
I don't know. We got to call Mom and Jude's one day. She'd be very upset. She is so adorable because every now and then I'll get the Facebook message. She'll just like check up on me. She'll try to convince me to move to Regina. Regina! But I've already experienced Regina, so... Yeah.
And once you experience it once, that's all you need.
So...
With apologies, Mama Jude.
See her there this summer. But she's got that outhouse story. We got to get to it one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it. It's pretty funny because A, how does one fall into an outhouse? B, I don't even know what the B is.
Yeah, Mama Jude's is, it's a character I'm looking forward to exploring
and
further.
You, like, she needs to come out here so you can meet her because she is a lovable character. She is a hoot.
A hoot. You've used doozy and hoot in the same podcast, so that's a first.
Bringing it back, baby.
Look at Sochi. Look at how nice it is there, man. Like,
it is.
There's palm trees in freaking Sochi.
They were.
I don't understand that
like
place.
Like plus temperatures during the day. It's ridiculous. And of course, on the mountains, a little cooler, but it's still pretty nice.
It's tough
right?
to keep that snowboarding half pipe deal or whatever.
They are wiping out shape. Like crazy on on that thing. So
look at that name, Lara Gut. There's some crazy names. There's some like real sexual innuendo names that are competing.
You think so?
Yeah, there's 10 of them on Facebook or whatever.
I need to look
kicked
this
around.
Up.
Yeah,
classic.
It's like semen. Semen.
Oh,
is one.
I've seen the semen.
You've seen?
I've seen it.
I don't even want to know about that. Okay. Oh, there is an Olympian who forgot to do her makeup.
Slow-mo.
Yikes.
Try to read more.
Okay, so you got you got that stupid book.
It's a fun book. The last chapter was all about his blowjob experiences, which is very interesting.
You can't say that, man.
Well, that's what the book's about. Not the whole book, but the one chapter.
Say BJ so the kids don't get it.
Right.
Oh, God.
So I've been trying to read more. It's not working out so well, but there's this thing that I saw on the internet, and to put in a word, it's a balcony accessory. It's this item that you can hook onto the railing of your balcony that gives you like a little table top space. It's got a built-in cooler. Like you can put in ice or you can put in plants and, you know.
What? Cool.
It's from Europe. And you've got this little tabletop where you can put drinks on there or you can put a laptop on there. So essentially...
I've seen that. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a little neat gizmo to put on your balcony so you can turn your balcony into this awesome oasis without...
My brother showed me that because he lives in Vancouver and that's the only outdoor space they got, right?
And without taking up space because there's not a lot of room out there.
No.
Not on mine. It's a big one, but I think that would be sweet to have the laptop out there.
How much cash?
Well, from Europe is like 130...
Euros or dollars?
Euros. Then they don't even ship to Canada. So I got to find the Canadian equivalent or the North American equivalent.
There is one. I've seen it, yeah.
Or I just build one myself, but I don't have the tools for that, so I just got to find one.
If you had the tools, could you build that?
Can
you build shit?
If I had tools, I probably could figure it out. I had successfully accomplished projects in grade 7 shop class.
Really?
Limited but not included to a turtle... stepping stool, which my dad still owns.
Very nice.
And a birdhouse, which was supposed to be a toolbox, but I did something wrong and I flipped it into a bird. Not birdhouse, bird feeder.
Bird feeder.
So those are my two projects.
A Renaissance man, ladies. He's sitting right here, ladies. And I'm sick of looking at him, so you can take him off my hands. So, okay, so you've been avoiding this. It's time for the Sparky Love Life update. Update, update.
I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
Glad you brought it up because there's been no new progress. I'm still texting the girl from Tinder. I told her next time she's in the city, come on by. We'll go to Starbucks because she loves the Starbucks.
Nice.
So I'll even treat her to a mocha latte frappuccino spice.
That's her
singer.
That's her.
She loves Starbucks. Yeah. So she's fun to talk to because I'm busier. No, I'm just lazy. I'm gonna be honest. I'm lazy.
You're not.
I'm a little lazy with
a hot girl at Starbucks.
I'm a little lazy to text is what I'm getting at. I don't mind dropping a few, you know, convo sentences here and there, but to continuously text, that's not my style.
Yeah.
So. We still communicate, but it's just not as intense.
I don't know if you
intense.
Know about the women, but they like to converse.
I know.
Whether it be a text or verbally.
But I've got three jobs.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most important one.
This has got to end. Not this. The other jobs.
So there's that. I was looking recently, no new updates, but Valentine's Day, I'm going to ride solo. And that's okay because I cannot stand Valentine's Day.
Over-commercialized?
So much.
Made up holiday?
Someone at lunch today said, but you need to do stuff for Valentine's Day. I'm like, I would rather do the thing for what I'm, you know, the thing I'm supposed to do, be romantic and whatnot, outside of that.
Yeah.
We're supposed to do that anyways.
You're supposed to do it every day, blah, blah, blah.
But Valentine's Day forces me to do it when you should already be doing it.
The thing that's difficult when you're in an established relationship about Valentine's Day is like the whole weekend is booked and it's just busier than hell everywhere. You go to a movie or whatever, you got to go 2 hours early to get a seat.
And nobody wants to be
all
around
that
people.
Crap,
No. This is what I would love to do and it's going to happen one of these days. Go to get a cabin in the mountains, little cabin.
Yeah.
Just go out there and escape. And then walk around in the snow in the winter, do all that stuff.
You love that stuff, man.
I do. I cannot wait.
That's how you're going to die. You're going to get eaten by a wild cougar, like a real cougar.
As long as she's 40. No, just kidding.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
The Olympics, the female athletes are going bananas for the Tinder, apparently, especially the winter,
can only imagine.
On the hill.
A lot of things happening.
Yeah, so they're looking at all the hot guys there and getting all bothered.
everyone shouldn't be surprised that they hand out a lot of accessories at these games for the athletes.
Prophylactics, if you will.
Because when you think about it, these are the best of the best.
The best looking.
Fit to best, the nine.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not... You go there and you can't resist. Get real. You're
but
not
they're
human
focused.
Then.
They're focused on their thing. But
do the thing. Win the medal. And then, over,
yeah, and then celebrate. Do your thing. Do your thing.
5 minutes, we're done.
Oh, look at that. That's cool.
Look at that. It's sunny day in the park.
Man.
That makes me excited for summer. I cannot wait for the shit to melt away, for it to not be minus my balls are too cold because they're gone. And
we have, yeah.
Why is February, for the longest time, I always thought January was the month that we always had to prep for. But January was a cakewalk.
February has been ugly.
February has been intense.
Survival of the fittest, or in my case, the not so fittest.
But it's still light out, sort of, vaguely, in the distance in the west. Side note, I want to say rest in peace to the Barhead Aquatic Center. Barhead is the village that I was born in and sort of raised in. It's near Westlock, where I'm from. So rival town, family is still up there. Spent a lot of summers, a lot of time with grandma in Barhead, and we went to the pool a lot. We went to Looney Swim. We went to Senior Swim. Just chilling in the hot tub with the old ladies. My grandma would swim laps. My grandma was a machine, and she was more athletic than me. Like
my grandma was
nine.
A swimmer too. That's
and
weird.
She would never get the hair wet, and I don't.
Yeah,
understand.
She always had the bathing cap.
Mine never. She just head up like a.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
How do you do?
Grandma
that?
Wore the bathing cap. It was awesome.
So lots of memories: swimming lessons, pool parties. My brother ran in the change room, fell, and knocked his chin wide open, so he had to get stitches. So I've got memories in those four walls. They're officially shutting that pool down because it's unsafe.
Unsafe.
The roof is having some issues, and the building is really, 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 really old. It used to be an outdoor pool, then they... So I just found out the other day that they're shutting it down, and I don't know if the town is on track to build a new pool yet, but that's a little sad.
When absolutely. Something that childhood memories, yeah.
So rest in peace.
Can you get a piece of the pool as a souvenir, like a board or something like that, or
a little flutter board or whatever those are called?
No, or even a piece of like the brick or the... Like wood?
Let's be honest. If I get a piece of the brick, I would have it here for a week and then be like, what the hell do I have a brick
Why
in here
I
for?
Have this brick in here for, yeah.
So.
My grandma taught us all how to swim because we had an indoor pool on the farm. So my grandpa My grandpa built the first indoor pool in Saskatchewan.
Is this a fact?
In fact. So it started out outdoor pool made of cement. Then he screened it in. And then he glassed it in, and it had a bathhouse and everything and
nice.
Stuff. And oh, look at these men's
you guys are high curling rollers.
Pants. Oh, my God. The Russians. Men's teams with the paisley pink pants. They're crazy. Nuts. They're trying to be Norway, right?
Yeah. And Norway was like, that was so 4 years ago. We're from Norway.
That's so 4 years ago. I love that voice. We had the first pool, and it... When we inherited the farm, it became, or Dad took over the farm. He didn't inherit anything. We paid for it. So,
pool parties?
No.
Girls in bikinis?
My sister did. And my sister is a couple of years older, so.
Classic.
Yeah.
Love the older sister.
Yep.
No, I did not have that problem.
Time for our coveted segment, Knowing Me, Knowing You. This is where we get to know each other better, even though like we spent the last hour and a half getting.
I feel like I just learned that you guys had a pool growing up. That's pretty rad.
You know what else I'm going to tell you? I'm going to admit this. Ever said this out loud before? I can't spit
like
a man,
like Rose like on Titanic,
like Hork a loogie. I don't even know what that means. Rose on Titanic.
I never saw that movie. She learns what?
Oh yeah.
What? Okay. Whoa. How many girls live in your house, including
lots,
your wife?
Lots.
You have not seen Titanic?
No, because I know I don't like to watch a movie when I know what happens in the end. Everyone dies. Why would I watch that?
Not everybody. Rose doesn't die.
She does after the thing. Doesn't she die? No.
You need to watch Titanic.
I'm not going to watch Titanic.
Anyway, so you can't spit.
I can't spit.
What does that mean? Like, what do you mean?
Like, it just goes sprays out all over. That's... I can't hork a loogie. And my son, like, I'm supposed to be teaching my son to be a man, right? So this is the example. This is the example. And so I'm sure your dad or your brother or somebody taught you to spit.
No, I think I just figured it out on my own.
I was the oldest boy.
Yeah.
And I remember my buddy Blair and I sitting in the loft of his barn with our, you know, legs dangling out into midair, like safest thing you could possibly do.
Oh, it was back in the day.
And we're up there and we're spitting, practicing spitting for hours.
Jeez.
And I used to have way more saliva. Now I can't even muster enough saliva for some reason to spit.
Oh, Team Canada is getting fresh with each other.
Yeah, I just
saw that. So you can't spit, but okay, so spits are sunflower seeds. There's
a
brand.
I have a real problem with spits.
Do you now?
So I
do you do the with the fingers, take it with the fingers and chuck, or do you not even bother?
Sometimes I do it all in the mouth, but sometimes I crush the shit out of it, and then I got shrapnel to deal with, and it goes.
Oh, no.
I know, it's terrible. Pretty.
That's not good.
I know. I don't have any skills as a normal man. Like, this is just the tip of the iceberg as you get to know me.
That's interesting.
Now your turn. Do you want to tell the world you watched that one show?
Oh, man, you want to know what a show? If the Olympics weren't on right now, my life would be consumed by the teen drama Gossip Girl. And this show came out like the early 2000s, mid-2000s.
How did you get hooked on that?
My friend Steph, ADD Steph, we were skiing, and she's like, you know, we were talking about TV shows. I don't know how we got on the topic. She's like, a show you would like is Gossip Girl. When that show ended, I cried because I felt like I couldn't hang out with my friends anymore. She's like, you would like it. I was like, would I? She's like, it's about teenage drama. It's about the high society partying.
You don't want that.
I was like, I kind of am intrigued. So I watched the first episode, hooked. I was hooked right from the get-go. I'm on season two.
Something I wish I didn't know about you.
So good.
Nashville. You got me hooked on Nashville.
Let us talk about this show that I love so much.
Oh, my God.
Quickly.
You know, so it's I'm only 7 episodes deep, so don't wreck it for me.
I won't say anything.
But I am telling you.
Talent of the cast. They all sing.
Well, it's that Hayden Panettiere is.
Panettiere's sex machine bomb. Yeah.
Yeah, my middle daughter met her and did the handshake and meet and greet at Comic-Con in Calgary a couple of years ago and stuff. Said she was nice.
Hayden Panettiere loves the skimpies in the show. Mm. So there's a lot of no pants action.
I don't know, man. Like, it's just intriguing, and it's almost like Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the reboot of Dallas?
I haven't seen the rebooted, but I'm familiar with the concept.
It's semi-beautiful people getting into and
shenanigans.
So,
it's so good. So very interesting because it's behind the scenes in the music world that I like.
And you know what? That's the one thing that really hooked me, is because having been to Nashville several times and knowing people who know the inner workings and everything, there's a lot of real life facts. Mm-hmm. And I believe this character is Hayden Panettiere's character is based on Mindy McCready a little bit, I think.
I could see the...
Because the shoplifting the young, and she's got the talent. She's got all the promise in the world.
I forgot about the shoplifting.
But it just goes sideways.
You know, the hot up-and-comer who's just struggling with her fame, and her record label wants to do something. But
Mom's a drug addict, blah, blah, blah.
And then you've got Raina James, Connie Britton, who's like the Reba-esque character.
Yeah.
Established, classic, huge fan base who... you know, needs to kind of reinvent herself. It's so good.
Yeah, keep her career going. Yeah, I would highly recommend it. It's good.
Every time that show comes on, I just love it. And the Goldbergs. Come on.
I got to get on the Goldbergs.
You need to get on this show, because I'll tell you something. I tweeted the other day, I was catching up on the weekend, took an Olympic break, watched the Goldbergs. Love that show. That show is so... It is so good. You've got characters and actors on there that you've may not have even heard of, but that show is so well done.
As far as funny as Modern Family?
I haven't watched Modern Family.
Oh my God.
But
you're gonna blow your mind when you watch Modern Family.
It's on my to-do list. I know. I keep saying
that. See, that's the thing about life, right? We have personal relationships to maintain, friends, family. We have work commitments. Some of us more work than others.
That's right.
We have our entrepreneurial endeavors, and we have outside. We got to stay healthy and get outside. Yeah. And then we have television. Where do you fit it all in?
The Goldbergs. I tweeted it because I was watching the episode and I was like, the Goldbergs is the best. And I want to say, in my opinion, in my like 5 show radius, the best show that I watch, in my opinion. You need to get
people
into
out
it.
There right now are going, no way. Survivor. I love Survivor.
Well, and be that as it may, I'm just saying the Goldbergs is worthy of your time. And unless you don't like it, then I don't know if I can be friends with you. So I tweet this, right?
Yeah.
Adam F. Goldberg, the creator, the producer, the guy who the show is based upon, tweets at me. He says, F, yeah, thanks for the shout out.
Get out, man.
Show's the best.
Seriously, now you got it. Now you got his Twitter. We got to tell him about it. It's a show.
Get into it. It is a good show. And it's a little hard. You don't have the cable, but there are ways.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you probably have been able to discern, we're out of topics and gas. So It's a Show is over for another week. We're going to end, as we traditionally do, with an ABBA song.
Do you have one in mind that you'd like to feature on this particular episode 14?
Remember that one time at band camp we were talking to Chris Sutherland and the famous drummer for Kim Mitchell?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Dave Wazaloo from Doc Walker. And I said his name reminds me of Waterloo.
That was good.
Wazaloo. Bah, bah, bah. Let's play Waterloo.
That is a classic jam. Make sure you like us, share us with your friends, and comment.
Please comment anything you want us to do differently, the same, shout outs, whatever. We'll accommodate. We'll accommodate you because that's how we roll on It's a Show.
Until next time, keep in touch.
Finger guns.
Go Canada.
Rap. Yep.